I understand, you know, obviously people are clamoring to get the COVID vaccine. And I know that there's kind of a, like an order of, you know, people who can get it. But I understand that HealthLink has a vaccine appointment request lists on the website. Yes. How does that work? Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. So, yes. So, you know, priority is the 70 and above or healthcare workers. But what we're doing, I know we've heard a lot of concerns that it's they get a busy signal or whatever if they go to the state website or the state 211 or they try to get through on the website. We're trying to be proactive. And so we're using our own system. We're still getting the same vaccine from the state. And we're very thankful for the Indiana Department of Health actually putting their trust in us to vaccinate the Hoosiers. And we're very thankful for the Indiana Department of Health putting their trust into us to be able to vaccinate as many Hoosiers as we can. So what we're doing is to be more proactive on our website, which is health, H-E-A-L-T-H, link, L-I-N-C, C-H-C.org. So it's health, link, with a C, and then C-H-C, which stands for Community Health Center.org. If you go to that website, you'll see a pretty, my favorite, green bar, and it says, do you want to be put on the wait list? And so if you go there, what happens is we ask a lot of questions that we'll need to do to register you eventually. And so if you go on there, what we will do is either if the person's 70 and over, they can go there and we're monitoring that and then we'll call you back. Or if you're below 70, what we're doing is we then have the list that once the governor and the governor makes the decision to lower the age to get it, we will then have your name and we can call you back so you don't have to stay on hold or try to navigate the system with that. So that's what we're doing to try to find. And it's also helping us to understand how many people really want it. And in there, again, it's not just Valparaiso. It's our East Chicago clinic where we'll be doing where we are doing vaccinations, Valparaiso, LaPorte, Stark County, and then we have two or three locations that we're doing vaccinations in St. Joe County also.
So HealthLink is based in Valparaiso, and then you serve?
Our corporate headquarters is in Valparaiso, but we actually have 11 different clinics throughout those five counties, Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Stark, and St. Joe County. So we're in every one of those counties, and like I said, depending on the schedule, at each site, we're giving vaccines through the week at every one of those sites.
So basically what I hear you saying is that as soon as the governor says that, you know, you don't have to follow a certain hierarchy, you can open the vaccine up to people that are under 70, then you can put them on a wait list and kind of go in order.
Yes. If my crystal ball would be that he's going to lower it to 65 and go from 65 above. So, you know, and then eventually he'll lower it maybe to 60 or 50, and that's exactly it. If people are already on our wait list, we will, the minute he says lower it to 65, we will proactively call you back if you've registered on our website. Just going to make it, plus it also helps us for planning. So I can tell you we've been looking at this, and we have probably 1,100 patients between 65 and 70 or on our wait list. So we already know that I've got potentially 1,100 people that want our vaccine. And so as people, again, we add to our wait list, then we'll have that list and be able to go out instead of them having to wait, like I said, on hold. And I will tell you, I mean, even, you know, I feel for 211 because they've been overwhelmed. But a week ago, last Monday, when we actually started this, our normal call volume on a Monday is 4,000 calls. We received 8,500.
Wow.
And many of those got to go to voicemail, and we called all those people back. But it just makes it easier. If the people that are interested in getting the vaccine, no matter what age they are, would go on to our website and sign up for the request a vaccine list, that'll just help us immensely.
So basically, you're just going right down the line by age when you can put them in, when the governor says it's okay to do so. And it's just, so this process just kind of makes it just a little bit faster, right?
It'll make it faster and also know what our need is. So then I can go, you know, the state is, it's a huge balancing act. We hope next week they'll know more, but up to now they never knew until that week how much vaccine they were getting. So then they had to turn around and just distribute it to many of us that are doing vaccinations at a site. So this way I'll be able to also tell the Indiana Department of Health and say, hey, I've already got, like I just told you, over 1,000 people that I know are interested over 65. When I request more vaccines, then I actually have the data. It's not a gut feeling. It'll be the data.
How many vaccines did HealthLink get?
Yeah, so we, the first and second week, we each totally got 2,300 each week.
Each location?
And through all the locations, exactly.
Does HealthLink also serve, I mean, you know, I'm from out of state, say. What if I want a shot? Can I come and get one?
If you work in Indiana, we can give it to you. Yes. Okay. You work here, so you could get it.
So what happens when somebody gets on this list? They go to your website, they sign up, they answer the questions, then what can they expect?
So let's say you are in the age range and you sign up. We work that list. So we will call you back within a day and say, you know, Mrs. Smith, I noticed, you know, you're over 70 and you request it. It gets to the point where you can even request in East Chicago, let's say, a vaccine. I can get you in next Tuesday. So we'll actually be able to match it, especially those that are in that age category of over 70. The next group, what will happen is, so let's say in 2 weeks, the governor says 65, and I have no inkling whether he will or not. What we'll do is we'll go, the minute he says that, we'll go in there and say, see all the patients that are 65 and above that have signed up, and we'll go in order. So we've been having this wait list for almost a month, I think probably over a month now. And so we'll go back to the first one and, you know, that signed up and who's 64 or 65, and then we'll call them and work down that way. So the sooner people sign up, the sooner they have a chance of getting the vaccine when that age range does open up.